I'm happy that you mentioned before that there's still some sizzle, and probably some of the biggest sizzle has to do with the Bullet Club. So for people that aren't too familiar with the Bullet Club, can you just talk a little bit about like their impact not only in New Japan but in the WWE now?
Well, the Bullet Club is for the lack of a better way of explaining it, they're the Four Horsemen type entity that many of us remember from back in the day. They're the NWO. They're any faction that created controversy and that was laden with very talented individuals to comprise their group. So they're a group that has done very well in New Japan. And, of course, four of them are coming to WWE soon. But, fortunately for us, many of their matches that they recorded while they were still in New Japan have yet to air on Access. So we'll have the opportunity to call, for example, the first night of this Friday night, our show has a tag match involving AJ Styles, who's now in WWE, and it also has a championship match involving Shinsuke Nakamura, who is also signed with WWE. So we're going to kind of get the best of both worlds. Fans can see them on WWE programming if they choose, but they're still alive and well on our broadcast on Friday night.
Do you think it's a testament to like the way New Japan does business that, you know, the Bullet Club has had a few different iterations, but they somehow always manage to find someone special to be a leader? It's like when AJ Styles and Anderson and all those guys are getting ready to go, Kenny Omega comes out of the blue. I mean, a lot of wrestling promotions would have problems keeping a faction that hot, but New Japan consistently finds a way to do that. Do you find that interesting at all?
Well, I think it's good booking. I just think it's fundamentally sound booking. You know, the New Japan, the creative arm, is not recreating something. They're not recreating the product. They're just utilizing logic and common sense to their creative. And Kenny Omega, now he'll have his fingerprints on the Bullet Club. It'll take a little different image, no doubt. It'll look different. It'll feel different. But it'll still have the same results because the Bullet Club has got great name identity. And so it's a unique situation that they built such a strong brand in the Bullet Club that now they're very strategic in how they stock their shelves to represent the Bullet Club. So I look forward to, new blood. The old expression in wrestling is still holds true. When one door closes, another door always opens. So with AJ being the leader of the Bullet Club going to WWE, it obviously creates an opportunity for someone. That someone is Kenny Omega, who is very talented and is getting the biggest break of his life. So I would suspect he's going to do all he can to make the Bullet Club bigger and better than it was in his previous incarnation.